Cumulative Review 5. Exercise 1.
We're going to finish today with our usual feature, A Day in the Life Of, which looks at different jobs. Today we have an audio diary from Jessica Clark. She's the head of education at the Millennium Space Centre, a major science museum and visitor attraction. So let's hear from Jessica.
Well, here I am in my office at the end of a busy day. I work 9 to 5, but it's nearly 6 o'clock and I'm still here at my desk doing paperwork. I don't usually work overtime. However, it's been a particularly busy day, and to be honest, I'm quite tired. As the head of education here at the Millennium Space Centre, I'm responsible for a lot of different things, from doing guided tours of exhibitions to giving talks about space. But maybe we should go back to the beginning of my day. It's 9 a.m. and here I am in the main entrance of the Space Centre. One of my duties is to welcome school groups and give them a tour. Today I'm looking forward to showing a class of 6-year-olds around our new exhibition called Life on a Space Station. In the exhibition you can taste examples of food from the space station, and you can even put on a space helmet. It's always good to work with younger children because they have the imagination to try and think about life in space. Oh, and here they come. I'll say goodbye for the moment. Well, it's fast forward to lunchtime, and I'm now at the main information desk. Another of my duties is to deal with educational queries from visitors. Perhaps a teacher has a query about something in an exhibition or a question about space. People sometimes ask me about how I got this job too. Well, my main qualification is a degree in astronomy from Manchester University. When I finished my degree, I was going to stay at university and do research into meteors. But by chance, I saw the advert for this job online and I thought it sounded extremely interesting. If I hadn't seen the advert, I wouldn't have known that a job like this existed. I'd never heard of such a job. Anyway, I need to have lunch. If I don't go now, I'll run out of time before the next thing I have to do. Oh, if only I had an assistant. See you later. It's now the afternoon and I'm going to give a talk to a group of 17 and 18-year-olds from our local college. It's about Mars and the possibility of a manned space mission to the planet in the next 15 years. Here we go. Well, I've just finished the talk. There was a great atmosphere, and one student asked a fascinating question about the colonisation of Mars and humans living there one day. You know, that's what makes this job so fantastic. Well, I'm off to my office to do my paperwork, so I'll say goodbye and thank you for joining me on my day.